to the beginning of Vinopolis's 10th anniversary celebrations. To pop the cork on this morning's event, I'd like to introduce to you the Managing Director of Vinopolis, Mr. Rupert Elwood.
That was right on cue. Well done, guys. Fantastic. Well, first of all, I'd just like to welcome all of you on this great occasion. 10 years of Vinopolis. Absolutely fantastic. In a moment, I'm going to hand over to Oz and the Worshipful Mayor, who will cut this ribbon and let off 1,000 balloons with tickets to Vinopolis. Now, each balloon has a tag attached to it. The balloons are biodegradable. The tickets are biodegradable, so it's very important you know that. And the balloons are going to travel for miles, we hope. I'm told that the wind direction should take them to France, which would be fantastic. I'd love it if we had a lot of French coming over to do the wine tour. It would be brilliant. But that will happen after a few words. And I really want to just tell you why we're here today and how we've arrived at today. 10 years ago, where you're standing, well, there was very little. In fact, the road was being dug up when Vinopolis first opened its doors, and so we had problems getting people in. It was a real challenge. None of these arches were developed. There was nothing here. And in fact, even the market, which is a fantastic destination now, was not what it was 10 years ago. So we were the first people to invest in this area, one of the first. The Globe down the road was here, but there was no Tate. Vinopolis was the brainchild of Duncan Vaughan Arbuckle, who was a wine merchant, and he had this idea of creating London's first wine tasting destination, and 10 years on, that is still the core theme of Vinopolis. It's very much an attraction for London and domestic visitors. We put a lot of events on for Londoners and domestic tourists to London. Through that time, we've received a lot of government support with English partnerships, and it's great to see that we have local councillors here today to support us who've been very supportive over that 10-year period. We are a major employer in the Southwark Borough. We have 240 staff on site, and over those 10 years have contributed to the employment of the area. It's great to see also that we have the Chair of Trustees of Borough Market, our neighbours, who we work very closely with and are very happy to have so close. Vinopolis is a diverse product offering that has developed and has evolved. We demystify wine tasting in a fun and engaging way, as well as having masterclasses for those who want to learn more. We are one of London's most coveted event spaces, and we continue to attract every type of event, from rock concerts to company conferences. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we did one of the first gigs with the Friendly Fires, who played for 25 minutes in complete darkness. And that just tells you how diverse our spaces are. We had the final of The Apprentice a couple of weeks ago, which you may have seen on the television. Added to which, we have some of London's most fantastic restaurants with Cantina here, Brew Wharf, our microbrewery pub, and Wine Wharf, our wine bar. And that really is down to Trevor Gulliver, who's here, who is the co-owner of St. John. They are our restaurant partners. And Claudio Pulze, who is the godfather of restaurateurs, if you like, in London, who showcased many chefs like Gordon Ramsay. And really, that joint venture is probably a model joint venture for people to see. And we're very grateful for the support that they have given us over those 10 years. I should also mention our retail partners, Majestic, and more recently, the Whiskey Exchange, that boasts probably the biggest selection of whiskies in the whole world. More recently, we have diversified again, introducing more regular themes on the tour, like English Wine Week. We have now a cooking academy, which is aimed at team building cooking events for corporates. We run a comedy night once a month, and we recently did a successful Cayley, which will be repeated in a few weeks' time. So we're diversifying all the time, using our spaces, coming up with new ideas, which is great fun, great for Londoners who want to come here and enjoy the space. But Vinopolis would not have been here without its supporters.